Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Friday, February 17th, 2023. I want to discuss the soaring credit card balances in the United States. The latest quarterly report on household debt and credit from the Fed showed that U.S. household debt reached a record high of $16.9 trillion, up $394 billion from last quarter's report. This is a clear indicator that the economic crisis in the United States is much more profound than their statistics show or that the White House is willing to talk about. With inflation soaring and the prices of food, gasoline, home heating and gas oil, and just about everything else, it is putting enormous pressure on households trying to keep their heads above water. With prices rising much higher than their paychecks, households have resorted to piling on credit card debt just to maintain their lifestyles or to simply stay afloat during these times. Many have chosen the same route as their government, and that is to keep adding on more debt when the money runs out, rather than cutting back on spending. And these debt balances have increased at the fastest pace ever recorded. This is not the only problem. Delinquencies are on the rise as well, which means people cannot pay their minimum credit card balances anymore. With the pressure of inflation weighing down Americans, and when the economy is slowing down, going deeper into debt is not the solution. Unlike the government, households just can't print more money or tax neighbors to get themselves out of debt. So going deeper into debt is a recipe for economic slavery. It is highly unlikely that these credit card balances will ever be paid. The New York Fed has reported that 18.3 million Americans were behind on their credit card payments. So what is the alternative for people? With two-thirds of the country living paycheck to paycheck, some have no choice but to tack on debt to pay for basic necessities. But in truth, this will only make the future a more dismal economic state. For example, as reported by the Los Angeles Times, one homeowner in California was shocked when he received a natural gas bill for $907.13. The bill was nearly eight times higher than it was the same time last year. SoCal Gas said the average bill in January for its 21.8 million customers was about $300, more than twice the average of January 2022, and homeowners with pools or many rooms to heat have reported being charged north of $2,000. PG&E has projected that bills in Central and Northern California will be 32% higher this winter. Unfortunately, food price increases are showing no signs of slowing down or even returning to their previous prices, and what is Wall Street Journal's solution? They are telling people to eat less food. Earlier this week, Gabriel T. Rubin posted an article in the Wall Street Journal telling people that to save money, maybe you should skip breakfast. I mean, this is an absolute unbelievable slap in the face to Americans working their butts off trying to provide for themselves and their families, and this clown writes an article telling people to skip meals. I mean, it's just another insensitive comment from the wealthy who have no clue what it's like for the common man to struggle through these kind of economic times. Unfortunately, the news surrounding the economy is not good, but there are steps you can take to reduce your overall food costs. Here are some basic ideas. Maybe you can sign up and pay with a grocery rewards card. It might provide some savings from time to time, and let's be honest, every little bit helps. You can clip coupons, join a wholesale club and buy in bulk if you can. Go in with a list and stick to it and don't buy any unnecessary items. Maybe buy items that are on sale. Avoid prepackaged foods or processed foods at all costs. Compare prices between stores, and if it makes sense and the distance is not too far, then go with the lower priced item. Buy generic brands or bring your own bags to the grocery store as well. This will save a couple of pennies here and there. I mean, these are simple ideas, but they could make a difference over time. And let's be honest, even saving a few bucks here and there these days will make a difference. Thank you for watching. And until next time, this is the Rudick Report.